Hey, welcome to Where's Art here on KUMD, a weekly look at where art is. And I'm just going to scoop Annie Dugan. I'm just going to butt right in and say art is right here on KUMD. All this week at 8 o'clock, we'll be talking with artists who will be featured at the Park Point Art Fair. Just a handful of hundreds, dozens, thousands?
Hundreds.
Many artists.
You only get to talk to five of the 115. So it's good.
Excited. It's better than none.
It's better than zero. And it gives people a taste because it is going to be a full feast on Saturday. That's for sure.
Well, it gives you sometimes at least a place to start. Yes. You know, you walk in and the first thing you know is human beings want everything to be controllable. And so it's like, okay, well, we're going to start here and we're going to walk down this straight line and this straight. You want to somehow either get through the whole thing and see everything, or maybe you need a place to start. I want to see, you know, that artist that I heard about on KUMD. I want to see their stuff and then I'll just kind of follow where I'm interested from there.
Absolutely. You can sort of ride the wave of art fairs, but I do think you're right. It's nice to have, you know, a collection of booths, maybe five, maybe if you're, you know, really going for it, do 10 booths that you know you want to see ahead of time so that you can go spend time. What's great about art fairs is the opportunity to talk to the artist. I mean, they're there standing around all day. You can bring them treats. You can feed the artist.
I didn't know that. I thought it was kind of like the zoo where there are signs up that prohibit you from doing
right. This.
You'll give them
Don't encourage them.
Well, you'll give them something that isn't appropriate for their diet,
right.
Or
you'll upset their
feeding plan or something. But yes. You can actually, and then realize that when you say, oh, I can do this at home. I can, blah, 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 blah. You know, they're sitting there listening to you.
Exactly. They have grown their claws out. And yes, but I think it is really fun. You can take time. What's great, again, about art fairs is it's these like little digestible booths. So you can go, you know, spend 15 minutes looking at the booth, then talk to the artist for another little bit. And, you know, you spend half an hour in this tiny booth, but have this amazing art experience. So I think art fairs are a great opportunity to get that kind of close contact and that kind of deeper engagement with artists. And there's such a great variety, I think, at the Park Point Art Fair. And that's what's really fun about it is that you have artists of all different mediums. So you have jewelers, fiber artists, wood turners, painters, pastel. One year I went and there was a guy who photographed small wooden erasers on things. I mean, like you get the full gambit. So I think it is a juried show. So you really get some amazing quality. Artists like Tanya Sell. I love Tanya. She's amazing. And I loved seeing her new direction. I'd only seen Tanya's work as a portrait artist, so mostly I'd seen her do human form, but the work that she's exhibiting at the Park Point Art Fair looks like it's more from the natural world. She has an owl that absolutely glows. You just feel like, oh my God, that is what owl power looks like. So I'm really excited that she's on view as well. You have people like Dan Neff. Dan is such an amazing community force. He's a glass blower in town. And I think it's a lot of times like you see these artists who are like Karen Kramer or Karen Rossetti and Richard Gushala, who are like community artists who like just are so out there for everybody else. And this is a way to say thank you, come out and say thank you to them for being such great visionaries in the community. And Dan Neff is definitely one of them. And he got a Best in Show. He got an honorable mention for the glass work that he does, which I think is really special. So Saturday, Sunday, Park Point Art Fair, it is the place to be this week, that's for sure. There's two other events I want to talk about on Thursday evening. The first one is Joe Klander had an exhibition at the Duluth Art Institute called Strong Man. It was Arnold Schwarzenegger in arts and crafts, basically. He's I would call him a pop artist, you know, using popular culture, remixing it, having fun with it. And he did scenes from all of his favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movies using things like macaroni and seed. My favorite in the whole show was he had a seed art piece that, of course, said, "Seed you soon, ha, ha, ha." But it was Arnold, you know, with his sunglasses on. He had a Conan the Barbarian marionette that he had made. He had he'd taken shoeboxes and made dioramas of different themes. He'd taken some of his kids' plastic food and made a kindergarten cap lunchbox diorama. So just wonderfully inventive, fun, just purely, purely fun. And he is having the show's down now, but he is actually going to be on The Gong Show. They're redoing that really popular TV show, The Gong Show, and the premiere episode is Thursday evening. And so we're going to have a viewing party at 8 o'clock. The doors open at the Art Institute at the Depot. The show starts at 9, but 8 o'clock we're going to auction off all of his artwork from the exhibition, and all the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds, are going to go towards our kids' art scholarship fund. And then we'll watch The Gong Show. The Gong Show. I know he dresses up in a, he has like face paint and sings a song on the ukulele. He just makes a fabulous fool of himself.
Well, you know, he could have dressed up as Tom Isbell, because our very own Tom Isbell here at UMD was in an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Oh my goodness. It was
one of my
circle.
Favorites. Yeah. And
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, the one that he did with Jamie Lee Curtis, where she was his wife.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I love. I know, but
I
love.
She hangs from a helicopter.
Yes, yeah, and Tom Isbell is there. He's playing a reporter.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome.
I know.
It is. Everything comes full circle. Arnold got an honorary degree from UWS.
I know. It's so magical.
It is. Well, and the other thing I don't want to let people forget about is that at Washington Studios, there's going to be a memorial. We lost an amazing community artist this week, Russell Graham. There'll be a memorial for him. He was sort of the heart and soul of Washington Studio Co-op. And there'll be a retrospective of his work at the 315 Gallery at 5 o'clock. So don't show up at 315 time-wise. It's at the 315 Gallery at 5 o'clock. And he has these incredibly poppy color paintings of the blue-collar life in West Duluth. So really, he mixes in surrealism, sort of has this sort of, I wouldn't say twisted, but an interesting take on the blue-collar life in West Duluth. And it just, he left too soon, so we're going to be able to celebrate him and his life at the Washington Studios this week on Thursday.
Fantastic. Annie, thanks so much for joining us. Can't wait to talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Lisa. Take care.
Annie Dugan is our guest host for Where's Art? Mondays at 8:20 right here on 103.3 KUMD. And don't forget, you'll find art all this week at 8 o'clock as we feature artists from the Park Point Art Fair. All this week, Art Week on 103.3 KUMD.